Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Tel Summit series from Heartache to Joy. Oh, my God, what an amazing call this is going to be. I'm telling you guys, this is one of those calls that's life-changing. You may have heard me say this before with a few calls. Today, I have goosebumps as I say it right now. I have my whole body is getting covered in goosebumps because the way this call is happening, first of all, the topic is so important. It is so pertinent. It applies to all of us. The way the call took place, it was supposed to happen yesterday. It didn't happen. Things came up. I've been feeling a very strong connection, and I said, no, I just don't have the right energy alignment to do this very important call on Wednesday, and so I asked for it to be rescheduled. Here we are, and guys, this is so important. You're going to have such aha moments. I'm telling you right now, the next hour and a half is going to be information that is truly life-changing. It is happening right now. There are powerful energies on the planet. Many of you are feeling it. There are very few people, a handful of people that I see that are actually just abundant with joy right now. And they are those lucky folks that did a lot of work probably already, especially last year. And a majority of us thought we had done so much work, including myself. And I'm here to tell you very openly, with full transparency, that this year so far, even though we're just third month into it, it's been a doozy. I was telling Nidhu that I've been reading all the stuff she's been writing about this call, and everything applies to me. I've been like, is she doing this call just for me? Because this is all of the stuff I've been feeling. It's exhausting some days, but it's just like, this needs to stop already. This needs to be, I'm done. This is enough. It's too much. So, and then, of course, there's relief, and it feels like, woof, I'm just being catapulted forward. My connection to the divine and how things are being orchestrated has never been stronger. It's literally like I feel invisible hands pushing me forward, moving me in directions that I have no clue. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? You know, I was telling Nidhu, I've been getting LASIK surgery done for years. I would make appointments to go see the doctor and cancel, and I've done it for years. And I finally did it 2 days ago. Went there. They were like, oh, yay, you're that lady who always makes appointments but never shows up, cancels. Not only did I show up, I got the surgery done within 12 hours. It was just like, what? And I don't usually do things during Mercury retrograde, but it was such a strong push for me that, and then I realized afterwards, it's about clarity of vision. You know, 30 years I've had, I've had to use glasses and contacts, and suddenly, wow, clarity of vision takes place. So if this sounds true to you, which for many of you, like myself, everything is going to apply to you. Piling on the pounds, but can't understand why. Oh my goodness. Nidhu and I were just talking about it, and she said, especially Iram, if you were the kind of person who used to be able to take care of it, now you know you're piling on the pounds and you just don't want to do anything about it. I'm like, yes, that's exactly me. All right. So if that's you, you're going to understand why today. If you're suddenly feeling demotivated about work, all right, you want the money, but you just can't work towards it, or you don't feel like putting yourself out there. You know something is changing on a planetary level. You know it, and in your personal energy as well, but you just don't understand what it is. That's a big one for a lot of people. Here's the thing, guys. Earth has already ascended. What you are going through is the tumultuousness of your own upgrade. And then Nidhu says, what? And hell yeah, that is awesome. This is a very, very important call today because Nidhu knows exactly what's going on and what we can do about it. And as Maya Angelou said, after all, when we know better, we do better, ladies. This is such an important call because we're going to be understanding what it means to be not just a conscious human being, but what it means to be a woman today, and how we relate to other women, men, money, all these relationships. So we're going to cover some very, very important pieces of the puzzle today. She's also going to help us understand and translate the energies of the time into English and simple ways how to work with them. And also, remember, Nidhu is going to teach us the fastest way that you can shift using the beautiful, powerful Jupiter energies right now that are also being sent. See, here it is. The universe is infinitely loving, all right? The divine understands that we are right now being stretched to the limit. Many of us are choosing not to be on this planet anymore. As you guys know, that's happening a lot. So the universe knows very lovingly that some of us are just stretched to our limit, most of us actually. So there are tools that are being sent right now to assist. It doesn't have to be this hard. That's why I'm so excited. If you're also sick and tired of like, okay, this is too much, this doesn't need to be this hard, there are tools that are being sent right now that have never been available before so that we can use and make this ascension easier. That's why it's so exciting, because our dear, dear friend, beloved Nidhu is with us today. The topic is the single biggest secret to ascension that nobody is telling you about. What are those 47 rites that you need to reclaim urgently? So without further ado, I am so excited to have you back with us, Nidhu. I don't think this call could be on a more timely manner. We all need this information. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Iram. Hi to you, and hi, everybody. I trust that everybody has put out this little prayer that Mercury retrograde does not affect our call, and that we have our time together very clearly and uninterruptedly. In fact, like Iram said, the fact that she wasn't prepared or ready to do this yesterday, to me that was no coincidence, because guess whose day today is? Thursday belongs to Jupiter. So I have no doubt that if you are here, you are meant to be here, you are meant to know something, and Jupiter and Saturn retrograde both have a very, very big message for you. So thank you so much, Iram, for that wonderful introduction. It's always such a delight to be here. And once again, big hi to everybody else as well.
Well, and your wisdom, Nidhu, is so awesome. It's always a pleasure to have you. You are a retrograde specialist, which is so awesome, because most people don't understand what retrogrades are all about. So I just want to read this very brief information for people. Maybe it's their first time listening to you. So our retrograde specialist is Nidhu. She's in the house again with her potent blend using her very own Saturn decrees, the world's quickest way to shift, because it happens within seconds for the heavyweight retrogrades that we're going to be experiencing this year, Saturn and Jupiter. So she reads the energies of the present time to let us know that the Earth has already ascended and now it's our turn to do so as well. She uses her own free-spirited approach and unique multi-modality toolbox to bring us to the bestest version of ourselves, and so we are always in the flow with her. Her work brings us growth, independence, freedom, and there's a joy and fun to working with her. Hundreds of people know Nidhu's Narnia. that's cool. And so we are here to experience that as well with you. So first of all, Nidhu, let's just begin with, what in the world is a retrograde?
Okay, a retrograde is actually a geographical, astrological phenomena. The meaning of retrograde is backward, when we regress. And when we apply it to a planet, we say that that is because the energies of the planet are flowing backward. The planet itself, of course, is not, because that would change physics as we know it today. It's an optical illusion. The same way that when you are sitting in a stationary train and the train next to you starts moving and you think you're moving as well, that's what a retrograde is. All planets orbit in certain motions, speeds, around the sun at a particular distance from Earth. the difference in the speed of Earth's movement and that planet's movement makes it seem like that planet is moving backwards. And because of that closeness of distance, this optical illusion brings about a great amount of energies that are meant only for healing. Because the point of a retrograde time is that that is the time that we will have to face our deepest truths, our deepest demons, and our darkest places. In fact, because there is only one evolution left for humanity, which is the evolution of consciousness, evolution of consciousness cannot take place without these intense periods of a retrograde. We're all getting very familiar with the Mercury retrograde because Mercury retrograde comes 3-4 times in the year. So we've all started talking about it. This is what happens, communication delays, traffic delays. But each retrograde brings a very powerful message and a learning of that time. A Mercury retrograde, for example, is a lesson and learning in stillness, slowness, and patience. And like that, depending on how heavy a planet is, its retrograde effects also will start earlier or later. Like Mercury, who is Quicksilver, he's a very light planet, which is why he handles technology and communication. His lightness means the retrograde effect begins just about 3 to 7 days before. But the bigger guys, the guys like Jupiter and Saturn, who are the biggest, heaviest, largest planets in the galaxy, their effect begins months before. So, for example, we're heading towards a Jupiter and Saturn retrograde in April. One is on April 10th, the other is on April 30th. But the effects of both began
Which one
in
is
Jan.
First, Nidhu? Which
Jupiter.
One is first? Jupiter is
Jupiter.
First, so it's going retrograde, okay.
And while it will end in August and September, the effects will carry on till November. Because that's how big they are, and therefore that's how big their energies are. And Iran, you mentioned this about piling on the pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that both these planets are the biggest planets also means that their bigness is going to start affecting us. We all start mimicking the planet a little bit. Like when Mercury goes retrograde, we all get a little mental. We all get a little quick.
Confused,
and because we get a little quick, confused.
Yeah,
the confusion comes. Then when things are not happening as quickly as we want, we get frustrated. We get annoyed. Mm-hmm. We get stressed out. So like that, when a planet is taking center stage, that planet energies does come through for us. But the reason we're really piling it on and keeping it on are actually beyond what the retrograde is bringing up, although that is also a very, very important energy because Saturn and Jupiter retrogrades happened last year as well. But last year, the planet who was taking precedence was Saturn because we were in the part of ascension that was a completion part. Like life, the universe, our vibration, all of it is a pulse. Contract, expand. Contract, expand. Contract, expand. Saturn is contracted. Jupiter is expansive. And this contract, expand, contract, expand takes place like a catapult. So in the contractive time, you kind of get a little pulled back. You're kind of getting a little squashed as you are being readied to hurtle forward in the expansion. So if you notice your healing journey as well takes place like that, contraction, expansion, because that is how life and the universe works. Now, with the Saturn retrograde taking importance last year, we were finishing a contractive part of ascension, because ascension also takes place in contraction and expansion. It isn't just one straight road ahead. By December 2018, the contractive part of the ascension cycle was over. So by the first week of Jan, Earth was catapulted, hurled forward in the expansion cycle of ascension, which will take place till 2033, when the next cycle of pulsing will begin for Earth. So if you've seen how it's going for you, depending on how much work you did in the contractive part, either you will be having this great sense of hope and optimism and lightness in Jan, or you may be having a sense that you're actually entering or re-entering the dark night of the soul. Because the contractive part of ascension, which we wanted to complete last year, may not have gotten completed. And I'm going to add some maths to what I'm explaining to you. So everybody, I hope you're all here. This is the part of the conversation I wanted you to be present for, because as we go on and we do our individual one-on-one sessions, this math is going to get used then. Every 7 years, the body is new, anew, and renewed. Because every 7 years, our cells are new. The old cells die out, and the entire body is new in 7 years. Depending on where you are in your 7 year cycle, and having entered the year of ascension, which is this year, you will be reacting a certain way. I'm going to give you an example. Let us say that you are, Iram, give me some age, any age that you that crosses your mind.
The what?
Any age. Okay, so let us say that you are 42 years old. And I'm just going to have to...
Well, my age right now, it's 47.
Well, that's amazing. All right. Oh, by the way, 47 and 47, right? Just digressing for a second. 47 is the number for karma completion.
Karma completion. Oh, thank goodness.
Love that.
But take a see what this means for your body. In 2019, 47 means that you have 2 years left to complete your seventh cycle of 7 years.
Okay.
So you are technically, because the repetition of the 7 years means that we continuously play out our lives in 7 year cycles. Every year, the body mimics physically, emotionally, mentally, exactly what you were going through in the first 7 years of your life. So right now, because there are 2 years left for your seventh cycle to be completed, you, Iram, are recreating the fifth year of your life. And 1 minute, this doesn't stop here. The fifth year of your life, in case you are an older sibling, and the sibling is also in a particular cycle in their 7 years, that would mean that you are that age as well. So let us say that you are an elder sibling, and that your sibling and you have a difference of 7 years, which means that when your sibling is one, you were seven. Depending on where your sibling is in her 7 year cycle, you will be that age as well right now. If you're a mother, depending on what cycle the child is in, you will be that age as well. And if you have, and I know you have two beautiful daughters, so depending on where they are in their 7 year cycle, you will be that age as well. And I didn't mean to confuse you all. I only want you all to know that right now, coexisting simultaneously, you are now, because you're also your earth age of now, and you are then. Timelines have gotten completely disrupted. And when this happens, so much chaos, so much stress takes place. And we all know this, especially those of us who have battled body weight. The moment there is intense confusion, the moment there is intense stress, the body piles on weight. At the same time, you know, ascension as a word itself is a little misleading, because ascension is not this goal above our head. Just as speech requires silence, action requires stillness, ascension requires descent. We are not going to ascend because of the sky. We are going to ascend from earth and with earth. So the weight that we are piling on is also to make sure that we are grounded and in stronger contact with earth. Because remember what Aram said, look at the enormity of that sentence. Earth has ascended. Now it's our turn. Our weight is a huge part of ascension. Not to mention that Jupiter handles fat metabolism, and he's retrograde. Imagine what that's doing to the fat accumulation in the body. And one of the places of fat accumulation, popular places, it's just simpler for the body, is the belly area. So the belly ring that takes place, you know, we've the belly ring that takes place in the initial months of a pregnancy or when we've just let ourselves go, that is very stabilizing for the body. And of course, because fat metabolism is down right now, that is also the first place that it will show up. And what is the importance of everything that I've said so far, especially about the ages you have been in your 7-year cycle, it's this. You don't want to ascend without taking your child along, correct? You don't want to ascend and leave her or him behind. What is going on with your body is going to mimic to the T what is going on in that year of your 7th cycle, of the 7 years of the first part of your life. If there is something over there that has gotten so terrorized and traumatized that it has frozen in time, we are going to have to heal that part of us and take it along. So between Jupiter's retrograde, Saturn retrograde, Earth's ascension, your ascension, where you have to take the baby along with you, and your personal 7-year cycle, as well as the 7-year cycles of those around you, are the 4 big fat reasons why you're going to put on weight and you're going to keep it on longer. I'm just going to have some more water, my love. 1 minute.
And we have a lot of questions on the webcast, by the way, Nidhu. People really want to connect.
Please ask me, my love. In fact, I was thinking, in case I have confused you all with the math, you and I could do the math together.
Yeah. Beautiful. What I want to do is maybe just keep taking calls in between so that, you know, people understand what you're talking about, because this is so much information. It's important for people to really be able to understand not only what's going on, but how much help is available. That's the main thing that I really was excited about today, Nidhu, that, yes, while there's a lot of, you know, we can understand a lot that's going on, it helps to a certain extent, but it really, we need more help. We need to be able to shift so that some of this is like a lot of us are feeling like we are in a pressure cooker, and we need to do something to relieve that pressure. It's too much. And I get it. I mean, I'm there myself, and I have some tools I use, but I'm excited about what you're sharing today. So let's take a few calls as we are going through our talk. So, guys, you can press star 2. You have to be on the phone line. This is your opportunity to really make some very powerful shifts, because when Nidhu helps you, when she guides you, the shifts happen within seconds, okay? Whatever has been bugging you and really piling on the pressure, you can shift within seconds. She's absolutely amazing. So can you, and we'll explain the math in a bit. Thank you, Zenith, for the reminder. Let's go back to the callers. Please raise your hand by pressing star 2. I'm going to ask Nidhu in a second to pick a number. And, okay, 30 people on the line with their hands raised. Can you pick a number for me? You are unmuted.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. It's Davinda. Hello.
Oh, hi,
hello.
Davinda. How are you?
I'm okay.
It's been a while
since
I heard your voice. Wonderful to hear you.
I'm here, so thank you.
Yeah.
Always,
what can we help you shift, honey?
I think I'm aware maybe that there is a thing around fear and safety. Maybe that's like the last thing. Mm. So anything that might relate to that would be wonderful. And I'm 52, if it makes any difference. So
beautiful.
And those are the only two things that I needed, because I have to ask you only one question, my girl. And that question is, what happened when you were 3 years old? Is there any memory that comes to your mind?
I think maybe that was when I had typhoid, when I went to India, and my mom said I started to get loads of nosebleeds, or it was a time when somebody knocked on the door. No, I think that was it. I think maybe that was it. I'm just trying to remember. So I think I was born here, but I went to India and I had typhoid, and I had to be in hospital in England for about 2-3 weeks. I can't remember. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it.
And were your parents, one parent or both, worried that this was dangerous, that you might actually not survive it?
I mean, I don't know, because we've never talked about it much, but I should imagine so. I imagine so. It's just quite serious. So
I just want you to say this sentence, and this sentence is part of the decree. You're going to say, I am 3 years old.
I am 3 years old.
And I have typhoid.
And I have typhoid.
You can leave now.
You can leave now.
All right. Nice.
How do you feel?
That breath felt.
That's really ridiculously powerful. I can't believe it.
Yeah, isn't it? That's what it felt like. Just that pressure cooker that I was talking about, it just relieved some pressure. Wow. And ridiculously powerful is exactly how it is. Beautiful.
The whole of my left side, from my chest, shoulder, arm, it's like I'm holding something on that side now. I'm really conscious of it. It's amazing. And my heart is like, really can feel it really strongly. And my back is hurt.
Beautiful, darling. Thank you. That's how powerful and that's how quick these decrees are. And that's what I really wanted people to experience, because, if you don't get confused with the math of it all, Nidhu can help you shift within seconds. This was such powerful energy. I just felt as soon as she said it, Nidhu, it was like, whew, I felt such a strong wave of energy go through. And she said ridiculously powerful, which is so true. And I just want everybody to understand that the decrees are deceptively, they sound simple, but there's loads of energy coded into them. So yeah, they're very, very powerful shifts.
Well, and you know, I was looking at some of these success stories, the case studies that your clients have participated in and the kind of results they have created are just amazing and incredible. And it seems that the shifts are so powerful. They happen very quickly and almost instantaneous in some cases using these powerful energies of the Jupiter and Saturn decrees. Can you please explain what those are and why is it that they work so powerfully?
The word decree itself, Aram, means command. And these particular sentences, the shortest sentences in the world, the fastest shift in the world, whether it's Jupiter's forgiveness decree, whether it's Saturn's clearing decree, the order in which they are spoken was given to me in a most unusual manner. I had a sense of a vision. There was the presence of some of the gods that we know in the Hindu pantheon, and the sentence was given to me. Because the word decree means command, and because of the way it was given to me, this is like a command by the universe itself. Like, I'm sometimes also asked that, Nidhu, this is like an affirmation. So what's the difference between this and an affirmation? And this is the only answer I have for that as well, that an affirmation is a positive affirmation of something. A decree is a command that it be put into place immediately. And the way that our bodies react to these commands, it's like the body's energies, our energies, and the energies of these commands are in such alignment that the shift is instantaneous. Because, Aram, that's the other thing that we need deep awareness to realize. But the truth is, the shift is instantaneous. It's just that our awareness takes a few seconds, and so I say shifts in seconds, but the shift is actually immediate. By the time you've set the command, the shift has already taken place. With Jupiter's commands and Saturn's commands, I have seen that the entire time required for healing something has been shortened by more than half. The healing journey is a long journey. And after that, like any journey, it's also a journey for maintenance. So it can take anywhere from 8 months to 3 years of consistent practice. But with Jupiter's decrees and with Saturn's decrees, I am seeing changes in weeks, in a month, like this person in an abusive relationship. While I have worked with women in abusive relationships, I have not seen shifts in 3 weeks. And this was shifts in 3 weeks. It was absolutely extraordinary. And all I can say is that there is the presence of a God that is supporting us do this. That this command is not just a command spoken by us. This command carries the weight of that divinity. I had this person who showed up and wanted help with getting about $75,000 that had been stuck for 4 years. The person with whom it was stuck was not calling him back, was not responding to his texts. This person had also gone to his house, tried to talk to his family. Nothing was working. He filed a police complaint. It didn't work. He even got so desperate, he was wondering if he needed to send goons across. Point is, 4 years, fully stuck, nothing moved. We began work. In 3 weeks, the person called him up, the person on the other side. He called him up and said, I'm coming in 1 week to return your money. It was absolutely extraordinary. I mean, even this person couldn't believe it. Even he was like, oh my God, he's called me. And what had happened by then is that he had also given this person some amount of cash. And as you know, because that would have been unaccounted for, he was not sure that he would get that amount back. And when the person called him up, the figure was the complete amount of that $75,000. And so on and so forth. The speed of how this works is really God-given.
Okay, wow. Thank you again, Nidhu. It's so exciting. This is really so exciting. And to know that we are in this beautiful year, so we're in the right place at the right time. And I want everyone to be able to take advantage of these amazing energies that you are helping us harness to create these kinds of changes. I know your packages are packed full of this kind of information, and they really help people with these tools so that they can truly create not just instant changes, but really shift permanently. So can you tell us what kind of shifts people can expect to experience after working with you?
It's a great question, Aram. And in fact, sometimes as a practitioner, I wonder if I should get specific. I don't, because I work with energies, and it's really just one energy. Wherever you start the unraveling of the ball of yarn, it will tug on everything else. There are really four categories that all of us as human beings chase and seek, whether it's the right body or the right relationship or the right bank balance or the right relationship with God. In these four categories, nothing is really separate from the other. And that oneness of energy, which is also a 5D energy, is that no matter where I begin, all roads will lead to Rome and home. The other reason why I don't entertain my own self when I think maybe I should become a little more specific, look at only one genre of problems, is that the results are never truly in our hands. What is in our hand is to constantly keep shifting into a space of positivity, into a space of calm, into a space of optimism. Because you know this, Aram, and everybody on the call knows this, that when we are okay, things happen to us automatically. Again, a 5D energy. The energy of just being and therefore allowing life to unfold for us. What is in our hands is what we can do with what we are going through. And so the decrees work on anything. If you see, my promise is also that in 24 to 72 hours, no matter what you're specifically working on, you will get more compliments, more gifts, more opportunities, more people, more unexpected monies. No matter what you're actually doing, all of this will take place. Besides, the decrees themselves are so unlimiting that there's no reason to not use them on everything. Like, we all know what's going on between India and Pakistan. The name Abhinandan has become a household name because he's the pilot that was being held in captivity. The decree was given for him. And in 24 hours, like the next day, we had news that he was being set free. I don't even know what to say beyond that. I mean, isn't that incredible? It works on everything. Last year, I began a plastic movement just by giving this decree. And the way that we use plastic today in my city and in India has changed. So, in answer to the question, use it on everything. Please use it on everything. It works on everything. So, whatever it is that you're dealing with, these decrees will make sure that you either shift immediately or miraculously change things for you overnight.
Let's work with another person. This is fun. Pick another number for me, please, Nidhu.
11. And while you get her on, Aram, there are two things I want to point out with our with what just happened. You know, we cannot ascend without our breath. And you heard that breath. You heard the...
Yes.
You heard,
yeah,
so
totally.
One, and in the shift where she became more conscious of something in the left side, that is accessing the fourth as well as the fifth dimension. She is obviously a very sensitive person, and I guarantee you, in the next 24 hours, she will either have a deeper insight to what's going on, which is an increase of knowing, or she will be given messages via a dream or a message as she's just walking down the road. While you take on another person, Iram, I'm just quickly going to answer the question I didn't answer, which is the whole thing about the fourth dimension. So the fourth dimension...
Yes.
Is,
yes, please. And I just want to quickly say, Govinda, please keep me posted. I want to know what kind of messages you get. So, yeah, what are the characteristics of the fourth dimension? And I just want to announce number 11 is a person with 315 area code. Please get your question ready. As soon as Nidhu is done explaining the fourth dimension, I'm going to come to you and we'll work with whatever it is, one area that you would like to shift. Okay, go ahead, Nidhu.
The fourth dimension is this very frightening, scary, messy, illogical, out of control place. Because the fourth dimension is the place of the pre-conscious, pre-verbal, emotional child. I'll say this again. You see, the conscious mind takes about 7 years, and it's no surprise that I'm saying 7 years. For some people, it takes almost about 8 to 10 years, but 7 years is the general principle. But before the conscious mind is developed enough for us to articulate what's going on, we are going through so many experiences that are just understood by the emotion. And because the emotion and feeling is the part of us that is not just about saying, oh, I'm so angry and I shouldn't be angry, or I'm so afraid and I shouldn't be afraid, oh, I'm so sad. That's not the emotion I'm talking about. The emotional landscape is 4D, because the emotional landscape of us is where we keep buried our deepest desires. It is where we keep buried our inner knowing. Gut instinct is an emotion. You cannot have intuition and clairvoyance without gut instinct being in place, because gut instinct is the physical part of the intuition and clairvoyance. And that's why 4D has been so frightening and so easy to overlook, because none of us wants to make that descent. It's just so much simpler to be in the 3D mind, which is the mind of the inner critic. Because the inner critic, however harsh his or her voice is in our head, it's a very antiseptic voice. To deal with inner knowing and inner truth means that you have to know when you have to say yes, when you have to say no, how to draw healthy boundaries, how to stand up for yourself, how to speak up for yourself, how to be in your own power. You cannot be in your own power without being in 4D. Otherwise, the voice of judgment, the voice of the inner critic, is what will take over your life. And that voice, my lovelies, is the voice of 3D. That is the trap that we do get stuck in. In the knowing of 4D, we move to the being of 5D. Without going
that.
To the math. I will just say that one of my biggest traumas, has been food, because I come from a community which is primarily gluten and lactose-based, and I am severely intolerant to both. And at that time, years and years back, my parents had no idea that there could even be such a thing. So for the most part, I did not eat properly. Last year in December, I bumped into a woman who was telling me how she wanted to start giving people food that she was cooking at home. And I said, sure, why don't you begin with me? By Jan, she was giving me the food that I needed When I was 1 year old and 2 years old and 3 years old, I have been returned and reset. And this returned and reset is how we go into 5D. I did not ask. I don't think I even made a prayer for this. But it happened. 3D, we ask, we demand. Then we get frustrated, irritated because it's not happening. 4D, we open up to receiving. 5D, don't even have to ask. It will take place for you. But for this bridge from 3D to 4D is a little bit of math. Because while I'm saying it like this and making it complicated, you can see that as we do the work, the movement is in those 10 seconds. She went into 4D. She moved away from that sphere. And I guarantee, because Saturn's decree, by the way, this was a Saturn's decree, not yet Jupiter's decree. Saturn's decree works for the rest of your life. She will continue to process what we've just done, even though it took us those 5 seconds only. It's just that our awareness does not last that long. And I'm so ready for caller number 11, Iram. Or is there any other question? Because I'm sure I'll come back to somewhere on
I want to experience the Jupiter decree, too, before we start talking about your offer. So I'm going to make an intention that's going to show up with the next caller. So let's see. All right. 315 area code, you are unmuted. Hello? 315. Wow. Where are you, 315? All right. So moving on, which is so interesting. How come I even gave them a lot of time? All right. So let's move on to the next person in line who now becomes number 11. That is a web caller. I don't see a number. I just see the name Brigitte.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Hi. Who's there?
I'm Brigitte from Switzerland.
Well,
oh my
wow.
God, I'm
welcome,
so happy
Brigitte.
You choose me. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're so welcome, honey. What would you like to share?
Okay, to make it very short, I'm 51 tomorrow. And thank you very much. I hope so. I have one tomorrow. Sorry, I'm crying because this is touching so much.
It's okay.
I'm taking myself. I am dealing with a personality disorder because I have been through hell from within the womb of my mom to among all my childhood, in all the disaster you can imagine. So I'm now dealing with a personality disorder, and I'm doing my best. But this means I'm overdoing all the 7 years all the time, so I'm a bit frightened now. So I'm really trying to do my best, and I do.
Okay.
So my biggest thing is this personality disorder and all that comes with it. So any help, please. Thank you so much.
Can I quickly say one thing?
Sorry. Yes, please.
Something just really came up for me. First of all, Brigitte, sweetheart, that's a label, okay? So whatever they call personality disorder, let's just take away that label. What if that's who you are and that's your gift, that you've got all these ways to express yourself? And let's not make that wrong about you. What if that's what's right about you? Okay, so I want to request all of our wonderful listeners right now and listening to the replay to send Brigitte and everybody else that is experiencing something like this, where a label was given to them so that they feel they're broken, but actually that is what is their gift, and that is what is beautiful and wonderful about them, and we accept you unconditionally, just the way you are, Brigitte, and send you loads of love, honey, because
thank you so
it's
much.
Your gift. Yes, it's your gift.
I know, I use my gift also. Thank you so much.
That's
so hard.
You're welcome.
And kind. Thank you so much.
Goodness,
I use my gift to help people, but I suffer from all the effects I have, like post-traumatic disorders.
Yeah, so let's let the Nidhu take over.
sweetheart. So let's let Nidhu take over so she can
thank
guide
you.
Okay.
Ram, thank you so much for that, my love. That was amazing. That was just absolutely amazing for everybody. And Rajit, you are so brave, my girl, to show up and even speak of this label. And happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thank
I'm
you
going
so
to
much.
Give you one part of Jupiter's decree, because it is based on what Aram has just said and on the understanding of who Jupiter is. He is the most kindest and the nicest and the most spiritual of all planets. And therefore, when we work on forgiveness, we always work with Jupiter. And the simplest decree on forgiveness is what I'm going to give you, my girl. But for us to gauge a shift, please tell me, when you think about this particular label,
yes,
where do you feel it in the body?
In my heart. Chest,
and when
heart.
You feel it in the heart, chest, heart.
And the throat.
Heart,
and the throat also too. The throat and the heart, a region. Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you for that awareness, Mom. When you feel it in the chest and the throat, what do you feel? Is it like a constriction? Is it like a pain? Is it a throbbing? What is that?
Just right now, I have I am not allowed to speak, or I am killed. And in the chest, it's more like a fire, and I cannot take space and not be seen because I get killed. It's all about getting killed.
That is incredible, which means that you have the most fundamental right, which is compromised, which is the right to live.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so we will do both. We'll do both parts for you, my girl. But first up, I just want you to say, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For thinking I'm going to be killed.
For thinking I'm going to be killed.
Wow. I can see movement in your chest. I see that your throat is already beginning to open up. Let us give this 10 seconds and I will time you.
Say that again. The last part. I didn't understand the last part.
I was only waiting for 10 seconds. 10 seconds are up.
So, I'm
take
sorry.
A look. How, no, it's okay.
I'm
how
sorry.
Is your throat? And
my
how
throat
is your...
Okay, my throat feels lifted and my chest is lighter, like grace. It feels
fantastic.
Like grace.
Fantastic. And Rajik, if you will give me permission, because while I speak, the work will continue from the sentence that you have just said. It's that simple. It's I forgive myself, --. But as you process that a little bit, I'm just going to quickly introduce the concept of rights and the importance of these rights if you're going to work in 4D. Anytime that our lives have been compromised, because in the pre-verbal, pre-conscious state, we only felt. And when the conscious mind came in, the conscious mind has only one job, which is to analyze data. It
yes.
took the data of emotion and assigned a label, including the label of a sentence, which is, if I do this, I am going to be killed. Of course, it is coming from some memory. You have had this experience. It
yes.
has happened. So here's
yes.
the next sentence we're going to say. But before we say that sentence, please check again. How is your throat now? How is your chest now?
My throat is open. My chest is a little bit burning, but I still feel grace.
Fantastic. Has the fire intensified? When you say the word burning, has the fire become stronger?
No.
Has it become more focused in one place as well? It's just a burning?
Yes. Mm-hmm. More focused.
Okay.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to use the forgiveness sentence one more time. Say this sentence now, which is, I forgive myself for being killed.
I forgive myself for being killed. Yes. I'm shaking. My whole body is shaking.
Let it shake, my girl. You are safe. We've all got you.
Yes, it's good.
Take your time, my girl. Take 5 more seconds because it will get over in just a few seconds.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty used to that stuff, you know. So thank you very much for your support. It helps me a lot because normally I have to do it on my own.
You will, but we're all here. There's a bunch of us already ready to welcome
people
in. Thank
you. Oh, so much.
You are most welcome. How is your throat and chest now?
My chest is... I feel like it's more open. I have just a little bit on the upper side where it goes up to my throat, just a little point.
Fantastic. How is your throat?
Say it again.
How is your throat?
My throat. I don't feel my throat, so it's open. I think it's open. Yeah. Just hot. I mean, my skin feels like very hot. So, but the throat feels open, and I recognize my voice is going more soft. So my child voice is coming back.
So, and that's good. That is a good thing.
Yes. Yes.
Heat releasing is fantastic. It's
yes.
A sign of detox. And I'm going to give you the last one that I want you to take away. Between these three sentences, Rajik, I think that you will enter your birthday and 2019 in an 11-11 portal because you are definitely ascending. And here's your last sentence, Ma. Your last sentence has to do with the right that you have to reclaim. And your right is the right to live as well as the right to be who you are. So please say, I don't have the right to live. You can leave now.
I don't have the right to live. Please, that can leave now.
You would
I
have
don't
to.
Have the right to live. You can leave now.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. Thank you.
Beautiful
thank you
energy.
So much.
So beautiful. Lots
thank
of love,
you so much.
What a
thank
huge
you.
Difference. Yeah, you're welcome,
thank
darling.
You.
And Nidhu, thank you, by the way, because, I mean, look at the difference. When she started and the shift, I think pretty much everybody, all of us on the call can feel the shift that she went through. Huge. And this just took literally... a few seconds for her to shift, just in a couple of minutes, guiding her through it. What a powerful, amazing job that you're doing, Nidhu, because, I mean, when Brigitte came on the call, a lot of us are in that place, right? For whatever reason, we're feeling so much pressure. It's just beyond our ability right now to take it. And then to go through that with you, where you can just laser in on where that is happening, how to shift that energy, and then everything shifts, you know, because reality truly is, it's being created as we are experiencing it. We are creating, we are imprinting our perception into this energy and creating our reality. It's happening all the time. So both Davinda and Rajid, and then before that, I believe it was Sally. I mean, they just went through some pretty amazing shifts, and their reality is simply not going to be the same anymore. Very, very powerful stuff. I would love to talk to a few more callers so that they can see what these powerful Saturn and Jupiter decrees are about. But let's look at the offer first, because I want everyone to understand, you know, only a few people are going to be able to experience this with Nidhu right now on the call. But what if you were able to just do this yourself? What if you could actually understand, apply this in your life? Because, guys, you know, another thing that's happening is that you are being encouraged to really claim the sovereignty of who you are and the right to be who you need to be. So even depending on Nidhu, as amazing as she is not what is really in your best and highest alignment. So you want to learn from her. You want to learn from this amazing teacher, all the information she has gathered, how she can help you, and then go do it yourself. Apply it in your own life and in the life of other lives of other people. So here we go. This is her amazing new offer. OrderJoyNow.com/Nidhu, N-I-D-H-U, the number 19, or on the replay or on the webcast, simply press the special offer button. We will work with a few more people after she's done explaining the offer, just depending on time. So I just want to give you guys that heads up as well. And right now she has an additional 11% discount on all the packages, but it is for a limited time only. So if you've been resonating with this, even if there's confusion in your head right now, even if you feel like, this is incredible, I can't believe how quickly these women shifted and Nidhu's energy is just so amazing, I'm still a little confused, that's okay. Just take the plunge right now, because Nidhu, I can tell you, everybody she has worked with, we get raving reviews back from our listeners. She is one of those people that goes way overboard. She goes above and beyond what is required and what is promised in her packages to make sure that each and every person is truly taken care of and they are supported. So it is an amazing offer. I'm going to mute myself and I'm going to let you explain what you've brought for us this time, Nidhu. And then, guys, if you have questions, send them through the webcast.
Thank you so much for that, Aram. Thank you. Thank you. That filled me so much. Thank you. Just before I introduce my offers, I'm very quickly going to tell you about the importance of these rights that you need to reclaim. Because, like I was saying, when the conscious mind comes into play around the ages of 7, 8, and 9 and starts analyzing data, the inner critic, who, by the way, is the king and ruler of 3D, the inner critic finds ways to analyze that don't let you have certain rights. All our rights that we have today come to us from the masculine part of our families, which is our fathers. Our fathers' testosteronic gifts to us include all of these rights. When the inner critic criticizes us, you are in the presence of a compromised right. Whether it's the right to live, whether it's the right to be who you are, the right to be happy, the right to eat the way you want to eat, whether it is the right to receive, the right to ask, whatever is going on in your life, some right has gotten compromised, because the inner critic, being in charge of 3D, does not want you to move ahead. And if we're going to cross this bridge where we're going to access the power and potency of the knowing of us, which is 4D, and then we can just be, which is 5D, we need to take these rights. In fact, these rights are the missing link in the healing work that you may have been doing. Because you could have been doing so much work around the other big label sentence, right, which is I'm not good enough. And yet it keeps showing up. And you could be clearing all these limiting beliefs, and yet they keep showing up. And that's because you didn't know that a right was compromised. Another word for right is the word power. We all talk about this, right? Got to take our power back, got to reclaim our power. Well, what is that power? The power is these 47 rights. And the 47 rights, being the number of karma completion, is the part of us that keeps us fully in 4D. There is a battle in 4D that takes place between the inner critic and the reclaiming of these rights. And that battle, you cannot fight alone. All of my work, you can see how simple it is. You can take it back and do it yourself. And in fact, a lot of my work is so simple that a lot of us take it and do the work ourselves. This is the first time that I'm having a package, because 4D needs for us to do this together, that you cannot do it alone. And then I said 2-3 sentences in the same sentence, so I'll just say it again. This is the one time where, even if it's so simple, and it is so simple, you've already gotten introduced to Saturn's decrees, you've gotten one part of Jupiter's decree, so simple to take back and work with. But we need a support system, because remember, you'll be accessing the pre-verbal, pre-conscious part of you. And for that, as they say in Africa, takes a village to raise a child, you need a village this year. Especially if you are an empath. Because the emotionality of 4D means that the empathetic child is already in empathy overload, already in empathetic fatigue and empathetic overwhelm. So my first package, which is the Enchanted Glade series, and the Enchanted Glade, as any of you all who've grown up with Enid Blyton would know, the Enchanted Forest is a place where we could lose ourselves, where we could believe in a magical, mystical presence of some beings that could take care of us. The two MP3s in my package A cover these magical, mystical beings, because as of January, the presence of unicorns, fairies, elves, and goblins has become extremely strong. They are here working with Jupiter for our ascension. One of the things that was said almost back in 100 BC in the Lungshu book that China refers to, it's one of the earliest Chinese medical books, and they talk about what it means to be a wise man. And a wisdom is part of 5D. And a wise man is one who aligns with the season. Apart from all the other confusion that's going on in our lives, what's going on with my body, will I be the correct size, I have to go for this wedding, I want to go out, I'm not feeling good, I want to lose weight before I buy the gym clothes to go to the gym clothes, what's going on with my money, what's going on with my relationships. Apart from all of that confusion, there is also the confusion of climate change, where in India I am seeing mangoes in December, and mangoes is a summer fruit for us. And because there is so much pollution in the world, winters are getting harder, summers are getting harder, monsoons are coming, not going. This difference in our environment means that the only way that we can really align with the cycles of life are with the moon cycles, because that's not changing. And so when you take a look at my package A, you will see the number written over there, that's 11. 1111 is 2019's number, because 1111 is the number for ascension. And I have found for the first time a way to make 1111 a practical reality. 11 days of the waxing moon for what you want to receive, 11 days of the releasing, waning cycle of the moon for what you want to let go of. And both of these MP3s are designed for whatever it is that you're dealing with.
Nidhu? Hello? Here's the trickster energy at work. Looks like it. Let me quickly see. Yeah, we lost Nidhu. Guys, hold on for a couple of minutes. Let me try and see what's going on with Nidhu. All right, let's see what happened. See if we can get her. Okay. Let me just read a few comments in the meantime. Sally said, thank you, Nidhu, for taking my call today. And also, I feel great gratitude for the finger holds I learned from you years ago. I do them every day as they benefit me every time by grounding me in my body and relaxing my nerves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love. I'm so glad you're doing those, Sally, because they definitely are very powerful. I'm glad you're doing those.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there you are. You're back. Okay, cool. No problem. So
I was talking about... So sorry, Ram.
That's okay. No problem.
I was talking about the physical application of 11-11. How do you bring this 11-11 into your life while following a few principles of 4D? You use the MP3s from package A a certain way, and you will see the difference that's taking place. Package A is meant for awakening the flower within, and flower is another word for that baby that we've separated from, because emotions and just feelings are very scary places in our life. A lot of our emotions have been so heavy and intense that they're almost painful to relive. And yet, that part of us is the part of us we do need to access, because you remember what I said in the beginning? You want to take your baby along. You want to take all of you. In separation, we will stay in 3D. In becoming together, we will be in 4D. Perfect, whole, and complete, which is complete integration, and the individuation, which is a psychological technical term that Carl Jung gave to us, which meant that I am now in harmony with how I think, feel, and behave, is what takes place in 5D. A lot of us misunderstand 5D. Like when I say 5D, what do you think? It's not that we're going to start living in the sky. We're still going to be here, but our lives will be different. The way we respond to situations will be different. And this MP3, which is to bring back that sense of wonder, innocence, purity that you may have lost because of everything that's happened in life, this is an important part of beginning to walk into 4D. Even before you're doing package A, you've got my gift link. And my gift link is, in fact, the reclaiming of your 47 rights. And when you do this, like you heard everybody else, there was the awareness on the left side, there were the breaths that were releasing, there was burning in the chest, there was heat in the skin. Our detox reactions need support, which is why in package A itself, even though it's just an MP3, you can play it. You already have access to the Facebook group as well as to the WhatsApp group. I have seen that the way we connect and bond on WhatsApp, which is a app that we use on the phone, very different from the way we connect and bond on Facebook. I do suggest that you do download and use this so that you're constantly in touch with an entire group of people who are so fiercely protective and so lovingly caring that you'll wonder how you manage without them. And straight away from there into package B is where we'll do a crash course in Saturn's decrees. We will spend some time understanding how the decrees work, how to handle the reactions, how to use them for other people. There are principles of energy that are how Saturn's decrees work. And those are the principles that you will understand so that you can use them better and you can use them better for others as well. There's also an introduction to Jupiter's decrees, half of which you experienced for yourself, and I have no doubt that we will experience the other part of Jupiter's decrees as well as we come back to do our individual sessions. But the thing that I'm most excited about is this. Now, in the pre-verbal and the pre-conscious part of us, the one voice we didn't have was our own, correct? Which is why the voice of the authorities in our lives, our mothers, our fathers, our older siblings or older members of the family became the voice that we started listening to. Our own voice wasn't developed. In package B, you and I will sit down and make
your version of 47 rites. The 47 rites that are already there right now in your gift link, these are generic. But you will have some that are unique to you. And you and I are going to come up with those rites. We're going to make that list. We're going to record that list. I will overplay it on another existing MP3 so that some more power gets added onto it, and you will have this for you for the rest of this year. Your own voice talking to you, reclaiming your rights from wherever they were taken away or handed over or lost across this life and all other lifetimes as well. Like, I'm so excited that this is what we're going to do, that you already have in package B a personal call with me so that we can see where your rights have been compromised, what's keeping you trapped in 3D, and start moving you ahead. In the last package, we take everything that's left over from package B, whatever is pending, and we focus on our body and we focus on the relationships with men, because one of the things that happens with the men in our lives is that money is a direct function of how happy we are in relationships. If we're not happy in relationships, somehow that impacts the money as well. So what is going on with the first masculine in our lives gives us the right to money and then the right to more money. Like the number for 2019 is 1111. But the word, if I had to use just one word for 2019, is more. You choose these packages, you have more of your rights, more of your power, more of your voice. You also have the choice to not take the package, which means you will have more of whatever it is that you are currently struggling or suffering with, and you don't have to. Because of what's going on with our bodies this year, and it will be a little harder to dislodge all the weight completely, it is a clarion call for us to take a look at where we are not loving and accepting ourselves as we are, where we've separated from the body. Some of us have made the ego the enemy. Some of us have made the body the enemy. Some of us have made men the enemy. Some of us have made women the enemy. The togetherness that we require for the oneness of 5D requires also that you be part of a group that's constantly sharing what they're going through. You know, sometimes, not that misery loves company, but sometimes you just feel better knowing, oh, this is happening elsewhere only. I'm not the only one chosen for this punishment. It's happening everywhere around. So for that village, for being able to love and accept yourself, finally, for the good enoughnesses of you, for healing the relationship with men, because both Jupiter and Saturn are masculine planets, we will have no choice but to face up to a lot of harsh truths with what's going on with the men in our lives, as well as what's going on with our own masculinity. Our own masculinity is how we work, how we earn, and how we are proactive. And I invite you to embrace this masculinity. Sign up for one of these packages. You can always upgrade to the next one. In fact, I must also say this. Anytime I've spoken about my packages, I've never said sign up. But I will remind you again, my lovelies, because this work is so simple, I guarantee you will not be able to do it beyond a point, because in 3D, the mind does not like anything simple. Simplicity is an attribute of 5D. And to constantly practice simplicity over the complications and the set of processes and rituals that the 3D inner critic wants, this requires that you be supported. So please show up for yourself and please show up for everybody else, especially if you're an empath. Because the 4D landscape of emotions means that you could be suffering already. And because Jupiter is still not gone retrograde, we're still in the effects of the 3 retrograde time. When he does go retrograde, this will get harder. It will get harder to stay positive. It will get harder to use sentences like, I forgive myself. It'll get even hard to say something so simple as, I'm dealing with dash, dash, dash. You can leave now. When you're on the group doing it will provide you the energy. I'm part of like 45 groups. I don't even participate in the group. I just join the group because I know that just by being in the group, something good will happen to me. And there's one thing I left out, which has to do with working out. Because there is this child energy, and no child likes to work, and no child wants to be told, please, let's go exercise. There are only few exercises and workouts this year that will work for our body. One of them is walking. It's the one exercise a child does because he doesn't know, she doesn't know that it's an exercise. Crawling, walking, and you've seen babies cycling rapidly and madly, like their hands are also cycling and their feet are also cycling. These three exercises and versions of these three exercises are the ones that are most suitable for your body till October. In package A itself is your 30-day walk together challenge with me and everybody else. And walk together is very significant because you and I and the rest of us are walking together across the bridge to 5D. So please do join me. I'm so looking forward to saying hello to who you are.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Amazing, amazing offer. OrderJoinNow.com/Nidhu, N-I-D-H-U, the number 19. And remember, guys, right now we have a special discount. You've got amazing offers, whether it's A, B, or C. I mean, these are packed full of value. And right now, Nidhu has actually lowered the price even more. So whichever level you are able to connect at, just do it because this is going to be such an amazing offer. Even level A is very powerful. You will be able to take that 30-day challenge. You've got the bonus calls where you're really going to learn everything about these retrogrades and how to powerfully move through them. Then you've got the package B, which has got the Saturn's decree and the Jupiter's decrees along with everything in package A, plus additional 5 group calls to understand how the Saturn's decrees work, and then group calls to understand Jupiter's decrees. Very, very powerful stuff. And you've got a session. This is where you're going to be releasing and working on the energies of the Father. And then, of course, your personally created healing track. Now, package C makes it so much more exciting. This is where it becomes even more fun. You get everything in package B, plus you get Awakening the Inner Parent, which is 11 group calls. That's a whole new package, by the way, all by itself. But Nidhu is throwing that in this package because you're also going to get another session. So just very, very powerful. This is designed, as you can see, if you're ready, if you're truly ready to just move past whatever has been limiting you, because that's what the planetary energies are collecting. They're coming together to basically force you to see, open up your eyes. It's going to get more and more uncomfortable if you don't. I can tell you that right now. It's like the pressure cooker is going to increase its pressure unless you begin to open up your eyes, unless you begin to see the truth. And then remember what Nidhu was saying, 4D is about knowing and 5D is about being. So we're really being encouraged to go into that knowing, stop that questioning and demanding and the frustration and move into the knowing so that we can automatically shift into the being. And these packages are designed to get you there. If you are able to only come up with the investment for package A, do it. Because as you shift, before you know it, you're probably going to be able to shift through whatever is limiting you financially so that you can upgrade to the next levels. And really, really make this a year where everything changes, where truly 2020 becomes this whole new version of you, truly showing up as you were meant to show up. That's what the universe is getting ready to do. If you look at anything around you, I was talking about it earlier too, it gets darkest before dawn. Like, there's so many things, so many systems that are crumbling around us right now. The education system as we know it, the business systems as we know it, governments as we know it, religion as we know it. Everything is being rattled right now because it's all getting ready to shift. And that's what's happening with us as well. So if you are ready to shift out of all of that, this is a great invitation from Nidhu, one of our most favorite healers and energy workers, here to help you shift through all of that. And right now, package A, B, and C, everything is at a discount. So please make sure that you take advantage of this. This 11% discount, the master number 11, while we still have the discounts. And look at these amazing stories, by the way. We didn't even talk about all the people that have been able to shift, talking about how their life just changed and transformed with the help of Nidhu's work. Look at all these amazing case studies, you know, from anything, from physical results to emotional, marriage-related stuff, love-related stuff, money-related stuff. Everything right here. You've got tons of case studies, and I can tell you personally, we get even more than these that come through. Look at these comments that you can see here. If you look at item 3, private Facebook and Facebook group and WhatsApp group, you can see the comments. I can tell you from having talked to people that have gone through Nidhu's package, and I myself have gone through that, her WhatsApp groups are just incredible. She's so present, always there. If you are one of those people that likes to have more support as you're shifting, because, you know, sometimes you go through a shift and you get panicked, and if you need more support from your healer, from your teacher, then Nidhu is always there. I mean, talk to the people that have worked with her before. They'll tell you it's just so worth it because she's so over-delivers. I don't even know how she gets the energy to do this. But she's amazing. And her work, her packages, they're always amazing. So, yeah. So if there's anything you would like to shift immediately and then also work on long-term shifts, like as you go through, you know, a lot of times, because when we're going through a difficulty, the only thing we know is, when is this going to end? How quickly can I get through this? And I understand that. And it, there's power. There's of course value in kind of that purification process. That as we get purified, we feel that pressure, we feel that intensity. And I can also tell you that there is value in releasing that intensity as well. You don't have to go through the process with such extreme intensity nonstop. You know, as you gain the clarity, the intensity is going to ease off, and truly you can shift some of these patterns immediately and permanently. That's what these retrograde energies are bringing as a beautiful gift from the universe, because when you understand, here is a universal truth, right? Truth with a capital T. You are loved infinitely by the divine, okay? There is no question about it. And whatever is happening because that is perfect for you right now. So the timing is perfect, and what's happening is perfect. And if it is not feeling good right now, if we're so unsettled, if we're going through pain and suffering, it's because we are in resistance. And you release the resistance by gaining clarity, which is what, you know, Nidhu's package brings as a beautiful gift. As you release the energies, you shift. You saw that with our callers today. It took seconds for them to shift. And they're commenting even now on the webcast on how much it has already made a difference. And that's what I want for you guys to experience as well. Michelle said, I purchased package B and I feel already I need to upgrade to C. Just email us, please. I'm going to send this email to Chris, and she's going to help you do that. But really, it's very simple. You just email our support at any time, support@fromheartachetojoy.com, and they will be able to help you. So hit or just reply to the email that you get when you purchase. So that can also, it'll get back to Chris, and she'll be able to help you with that, okay? So Really, really powerful stuff. Nidhu, we are pretty much at the end of our time together, my dear. Do you have anything, any words of wisdom you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Well, I do want to say, Aram, you have summed it up so fantastically, and thank you so much for that. The missing link in ascension is 4D. The missing link in inner child work is awakening the inner parent. And the missing link in our healing journey is the reclaiming of our rights. So all of these missing links are what you need right now. The unfortunate truth of our lives is that a lot of us have moved away from how we feel. When we've had a knowing and our voice has said no, but the mind has said yes, and we've taken that decision, you know how that decision panned out. Aram mentioned clarity, and clarity is not possible without you being in touch completely with your knowing, and knowing is not possible without you being completely in touch with how you felt, not how you're feeling, but how you felt in that pre-verbal, pre-conscious time. Like, there's inner child work, and this year it's inner baby work. If you're an empath, my lovelies, you need this support this year. And to end, I do want to say something that Oprah Winfrey said at her speech that she was giving at Harvard. And she said, you will find true success and happiness if you have only one goal. And there really is only one, and that is this: to fulfill the highest and most truthful expression of yourself as a human being. You want to max out your humanity by rising and raising your energy to lift yourself up, your family, and the people around you. Ladies and gentlemen, we can only do this together, and we can only do this when we've crossed the bridge of 4D. I invite you again. Please do join us. And thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Aram, thank
I
you
absolutely
so much.
Love it.
Everybody.
Love it. Love it. Beautiful. Thank you so much. You guys, you are awesome. Brigitte, I'm so excited for you. She said, I am in package C. I'm so excited with all my love. Oh, I can't wait to hear about what you create. This is so exciting. Anna said, I will jump into any package Nidhu offers, not because of the content alone, because it's Nidhu. She offers so much more. I agree. There is always so much more in her packages than what is described in her content. Here's what I love about Nidhu, which is what I do in my packages whenever I have a coaching program as well. It's like when somebody has honored me with their trust and they are handing me the money, thinking they're going to get a certain result by being in this package or in this group, it is now my sacred responsibility to make sure that they get that result, that they're happy with it, even if the content was different, you know, even if they got something thinking it was one thing, but it's another. But because they have shown up, they have invested in themselves, they have invested in me, I will honor that trust. This is how Nidhu is, and I have seen that many times with her clients. She will go above and beyond to get you what you need. So very, very great decision if you guys, all of you that have decided to jump in, and of course taking advantage of the discount. Please go ahead and share this replay with as many people as you can. Let's do our part in spreading these messages of truth so that there are more and more and more of people like us, so we can grow our tribe. So guys, thank you so much. Lots of love to you all. Remember that offer is orderjoynow.com/Nidhu, N-I-D-H-U, the number 19. If you are ready to really experience your life in a different way, then you've got to do this for yourself. And I'm called to this beautiful Rumi quote, which goes something like this, that a person's self-worth can be determined by examining what it is they seek. So your inner self-worth is reflected in what you seek outwardly. You know, in my life, I just keep talking about it, I invest so much in my own growth, my own education. It is a minimum of 6 figures every year. And then people look at me and they're like, oh, wow, look at you. You've come so far. Well, it's because I know there are mentors and masters out there that have something valuable to teach me, and I always invest in that. So lots of love, guys. take care of yourselves. I can't wait to hear about your results. And thank you so much again, Nidhu. Lots of love.
Lots of love, Ma. Lots of love, everybody. Big group hug. And see you on the other side. Bye.
Beautiful. Bye-bye.